story in the San Francisco Chronicle, or as I forgot to say, but it was about a lady who lived in the good old days. When a century was born, and a century just died, and about these good old days, well, the old lady replied, just a lot of people doing the best they could. Yeah, there was just a lot of people doing the best that they could. You know, the old lady said, they did it pretty up and walking good. Whatever happened to the faces in the old photographs? All the little boys, boys, hell, they were men, stood knee deep in the Johnstown mud at the time of that terrible flood. And they listened to the water, that awful noise. Then they put away the dream belong to little boys. And the sun is going down for Mr. Billy as he is singing with his class of 1902. Oh, I knew a man named E.A. Stewart, spelled it S-T-W-A-R-T. He owned some of the finest horses that I think I've ever seen. He had one favorite, a champion. And he called out on the range. She was easily the finest horse that the good Lord's ever made. But old E.A. Stewart, well, he was going blind. Says to the boys around the tack room one day, boys, before I go, I'd like to drive her one more time. People came from miles around, stood around the ring. Ah, but you know, no one said a word. Back there, here they come now. E.A. Stewart in the wagon right behind, sitting tall and proud. Would you look at her? She never looked finer or went better than today. That's old E.A. Stewart, the old campaigner, sweetheart on the range. eyes and saw a grown man break right down and cry. Don't you know? Yes, you know. Just a little while later, old E.A. Stewart died.
Whoever it is, they're coming on in.
Hey, hey,
hey! Hey, hey, hey!
Party can start now.
Oh, thank God.
We waited.
Oh, man.